Maseches Sukkah, Perek Dav, Mishnah Yud, Maseil B'chol Kach Maseil B'Shabbos. Just like they did the Nisach HaMayim when Sukkot came out during the week, so too they did it on Shabbos. Ela Shehim Amale Me'er Shabbos, Chavish HaZog, Shehinim Mekudeshim and Ashaleah. The one difference was that Er Shabbos, they had to fill up already into the Chavish HaZog, Shehinim Mekudeshim, that wasn't a klishare from the Shiluach, because they couldn't carry it in to the Azara on Shabbos. Now, the reason they used a cliche in a Mekudesh as opposed to clichars that was already used for Avodas Mizbeach, because the dinah is anything put into a cliche that was left overnight, it's pasul misham lina, and therefore they had to use a cliche chol. Umanicha balishka. They put it in one of the chambers in the Azara. Nishpacha on itself. If it spilled, or if it became revealed, there was no cover on it. And mamale minakir. They therefore have no alternative but to use the water from the kir, as they no more to get the water from the shiluach. Sha'ayin ba'amayim ha'magulin p'tulun l'gabim mizbeach. Mayim or yayin that's magulin that was left uncovered. It's possible l'gabim mizbeach. It's just like that mayim or yayin is possible to drink. You're not allowed to drink it, as we're afraid maybe a nachash drank from it and there's poison inside. So too, you can't bring it to the mizbeach because anything that you wouldn't be allowed to drink yourself, you can't bring from the mizbeach. As the prophet says, just like if you brought it to somebody else, it would not find favor in their eyes, so too you should not bring it to the Mizbeach. Mizbeachas Sukkah, Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph, Hachalo Chamisha V'Shisha. The flute was 5 and 6. The flute referring to the flute of the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. Sometimes it was for 5 days, and sometimes it was for 6 days, depending on whether or not the first day of Yontif came out on Shabbos or not. Now, the reason why this is called a chalo, even though there were many instruments that were played over there, is because since the flute was the loudest, so therefore they called it a chalo. Zeh a chalo shel Beis HaShoeva. This is referring to the flute of the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, shein docha lo et Shabbos velo et Yontif. It's not docha Shabbos or Yontif. Now, the issur of the Simcha Beis HaShoeva on Shabbos or Yontif was because you're not allowed to play instruments on Shabbos or Yontif in a Rabbana, because you might come to fix one of the instruments if they break. And even though there's a klal ein shlus b'migdash that isuri derabbanan are not uttered in the Beit HaMikdash, that's only l'tzorach ha'avodah. But the simcha Beit HaShoeva is not l'tzorach ha'avodah. It was only simcha yisera. Amru, kol mi shelo ra simcha Beit HaShoeva. Lo ra simcha miyam of anybody who did not see the simcha Beit HaShoeva and hasn't seen a real simcha. The simcha Beit HaShoeva was the covered in Nisach HaMayim and Chag, as the pasuk says, u'sha'atem mayim b'tzosam.